Hello, our wonderful patrons. This month, we are doing another overview of the art descriptions for our episodes on Super Smartphone through Tista, where we're going to be talking about the description and ultimately deciding what was our favorite piece of art that the wonderful Murr made in that time period.
The lovely Murr.
Yes.
The Lyle Murr.
She ain't no liar. Starting things off with the Super Smartphone art, we asked her, can you please make this a parody of Steve Jobs giving a keynote presentation? The phone he's holding should be called the Goo 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 with a giant Q in the background. And I think, Jordan, this one was your idea.
I think so.
I mean, these are all team efforts, no matter
these
what.
These are all team efforts. Yeah, I think this was mine. I like it because it's mine. I did a really good job, David.
Yep. One of the things we actually had to have her redo is originally he was drawn in his normal clothes, and she had to redo it to have him dressed like Steve Jobs.
You need the turtleneck, okay?
Yep. And then next up from Akaboshi, can you please have the long-haired character vacuuming a normal living room while the main character is sitting on his head casually? The main character should be reading a copy of Water Margin, which the manga is based on. And so, Jordan, do you remember why we had him vacuuming?
I think the main joke was just that the main character just loves sitting on everybody's fucking shoulders.
Yes, and the reason we had him vacuuming is that long-haired character somehow in ancient China knows about vacuums and how it interacts with electricity.
Right! Yes, okay. Sorry, I didn't remember the inner workings of the incredibly memorable and well-written Akaboshi, yeah.
Yes. Oh, but Jordan knows like the back of the hand, Aliens Arena, where can you have the main...
Did you say Aliens Arena on purpose?
No, I did. Yes, no. Of course. From, yes, but actually Aliens Area. Can you have the main characters? Can you have the main characters of Men in Black using the neuralizer on the two main characters of Aliens Area? That was one where I think we just had it in one where sometimes it's a struggle and sometimes it's not, but we're like, oh, that's perfect. Cause it's a very forgettable series.
Yeah, I think that one's all right. You know, it was kind of more of like, I feel kind of obvious, but that's fine. I think it works.
This one was a pain that she had to keep redrawing the eyes because it's one of those ones where it's like if their facial expression isn't right, it doesn't really sell it. So I think it took her like two or three attempts to revise the look on their faces while they were being neuralized.
Didn't she also like not know that Will Smith was one of the...
Yeah, she accidentally drew one of them as Caucasian first.
Yeah, she drew two white guys and it's like, no.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, you got to change it. And she's like, my bad.
Legitimately was not familiar with Men in Black.
I mean, that's fine.
Which is fine. I'm just, it was funny. It's not like...
Yeah, I wonder what percentage of the things we parody she has no idea what they are.
Yeah, I think it's pretty solid.
Yeah, from Instant Bullet, can you have all the characters doing the Chica dance? So for reference, Instant Bullet is by the creator of Love is War. The Chica dance is a famous dance one of the characters Chica did during an episode of Love is War. Feel free to Google it. It's very entertaining.
It's a good dance.
Yeah, and then Chica is in there as well. We just thought, hey, when an offer did a flop, but they did a famous series, it's always fun to make it as a reference, just, you know, because it's cool to see the characters interact, but we don't always do that.
Yeah, and I also feel like Instant Bullet is such a mess that it's like, shit, what do we even do with this one?
Yeah, so it's like, let's just not have them all dancing. And then from Shonen Shoujo, can you parody? Okay, this is not even debate what the best piece of art we had this period was. Yeah, can you parody Shadow the Hedgehog art? Have the main character dressed up in a Shadow the Hedgehog like Halloween costume, holding a pair of scissors. The main character is about 11 years old. A hospital should be seen in the background exploding.
It's so stupid.
Jordan, that was you with the idea of having him make sure he's in a very blatant Halloween costume, which I thought was a great detail.
Yes, yes, yes. It's so stupid. I love it. It's really good.
Fuck, yeah, that was such a great piece of art.
Oh, man.
And then, finally, from Tista, can you have the main character of Tista on her sniper scope with Anya from Spy Family? Again, referencing their more successful work. It doesn't need to exactly match a reference where it was just like a guy was his spotter. Make it clear that Anya's in the picture with the main character. I remember she had to revise it a few times because at first she made it seem like Anya was surprised she was sniping, but I thought it was funnier if Anya was doing her role completely straight face, like really seriously being the spotter for the sniper. But that was a really fun one to have the two characters interacting in such a strange way.
Yeah.
But Jordan, I think we don't have to debate it. I think Shonen Shoujo by a country mile wins for best piece of art out of those.
That rules. I mean, like, Shonen Shoujo, the fucking Shadow the Hedgehog. Yeah, it's Shadow the Hedgehog.
There is no debate that will definitely be a nominee for Best Cover Art this year.
Yeah, I love it.
I love it, too. All right, but Jordan, anything else you want to add?
No, not at all. I want to subtract.
Okay, well, audio deleted. All right, so, and that is really the secret of happiness. All right, well, thank you, listeners, so much, and we appreciate all of you for being fantastic patrons. We could not do the show without your fantastic support, and again, thank you, Merlisle, for all of your hard work on doing the art for the show.
Yes, thank you so much.
And of course, Nigel, our generous benefactor, for paying for this art as well.
And thank you, listener, for listening to me.
Till next time.
Till next time. Later, Space Cowboy.
Bang. Bye.